The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
From the false ego of goodness, another transformation takes place. From this evolves the mind, whose thoughts and reflections give rise to desire.
Vaikarika vikarmana manastattam ajayata dat sankalpa vikalpas bham vartati kama sammava. So, this mind is material because it is the product of transformation of the modes of goodness. Then, gradually, being contaminated by different kinds of material desires, it becomes degraded. Kamayesha krodhayesha rajaguna samudhavam. When it is deteriorated, then from the standard of goodness it comes to rajaguna. And rajaguna means lusty desires, unending desires. Then if desires are not fulfilled, then there is krodha, anger. In this way, kaam, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya, everything becomes very prominent and we become servant of these propensities, kaam, krodha, moha, matsarya, mada, lobha. This is called illusion, gradually degraded mind. And the business of the mind is sankalpa and vikalpa. Sankalpa means decide to do something, and vikalpa means again to reject it. That is the business of mind. Everyone desires the peacefulness of mind, but the material mind, the nature is sankalpa and vikalpa, restlessness. You cannot fix up. So if you can control the senses by the yogic, mystic yogic process, this mechanical endeavor, how to control the mind, then you can again be placed in the original spiritual status. That is the yoga system. The yoga system is recommended to persons whose mind is very restless. Everyone's mind is restless. Not a particular man's mind is restless. Everyone's. But it is very difficult also to bring the mind into peaceful status. So long the desires are there, it is not possible to bring the mind in complete peace and tranquility. It is not possible. Because the sankalpa vikalpa vartate kama sambhava. So long there is desire, so it is not possible to bring the mind under control. Therefore Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Kaviraj Goswami, that even the pious actors, those who are acting very piously, those who are acting impiously, sinfully, there is no question of peace of the mind. That is not possible. Even those who are acting very piously, that is also not possible. You cannot control even the mind in that way. Then, those who are desiring to stop these material activities completely, pious or impious, they also cannot control the mind. And then the yogis, the first group who are interested in pious activities, they are karmis. And those who are neither interested in pious activities or impious activities, they want to stop all kinds of activities, just like the Buddha philosophy says, nirvana. Stop the activities of the mind or desires. On that status also it is not possible to control the mind. Meditation. And Mukti Kami, and then Siddhi Kami, the yogis, they also cannot control the mind. What to speak of ordinary man, who are neither interested in pious activities or in mukti or yogic perfection. So, when Krishna advised Arjuna to practice yoga for controlling the mind in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna refused. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, you are advising me to control the mind by practicing yoga, but I have no such opportunity because I am a family man. I am also a politician, royal family. I have to see things, administration of the kingdom. And besides that, in family life, I have to seek for my material interest. So how it is possible for me to control the mind?" So he flatly said, "Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balabhadram tasyaham nigrahang manne vayureva sudushkar." My dear Krishna, I think the mind is very, very restless. Chanchala, mana krishna pramathi, as madman. As madman is always restless. I'm very strong. I want to control the mind, but that does not come under control. So this is the position. Therefore, you are asking me to control the mind. Tasya aham nigraham manne bhayureva sudushkam. I think it is more difficult than controlling the wind. Suppose there is very strong wind, and if you want to stop it, it is not possible. There is cyclone. Similarly, Arjuna has compared the mind with the speed of cyclone. How it is to be controlled? So completely denied. But Krishna said, just to encourage Arjuna, that he should not be disappointed because he could not control the mind. But still, because his mind was always engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna, he is the best of all the yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana Sadhyaman bhajati jumang sami yukta tamo. He encouraged Arjuna that don't be disappointed. because your mind is always engaged in me. Arjuna might be anything, but he was always thinking of Krishna. He was always associating with Krishna. He did not know anything else Krishna. That is the position of first-class yogi. Otherwise, if you try to control the mind from kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, that is not possible. You have to change the position of such activities. Narottam Das Thakur, here it is said that kama sambhava. Kama means desire. The mind is restless, always desiring. So the best policy to control the mind is to desire how to spread Krishna consciousness. This is the best. Kama Krishna Karmarpane, Narottam Das Thakur has said, that you cannot be free from desire. That is not possible. This is useless attack. They say that you become desireless. No, that is not possible. How can I? If I become desireless, I become dead. So long I am living entity, I must desire. I cannot check it. Therefore, kama means desire. So, at the present moment we are desiring how to become happy in this material world, how to acquire so much money, how to acquire this, how to acquire this, how to get this, how to get that. This is kama. So this brain taxation, if you engage in Krishna's service, how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to convince people about Krishna, how to take them to the Krishna's desire, sarvadharman parityajan, in this way, if you go on making plan for spreading Krishna consciousness, then your mind is controlled. You cannot stop desire. That is not possible. The kama, sambhava, sankalpa, vikalpa, vyam, vartate kama sambhava. This is the mind position. I am desiring something, and if it is not very palatable, then I reject it. I accept another desire. This is, you cannot keep the mind vacant, even for a single moment. Nobody has got this experience. The mind is vacant. If by force we are trying to do that, it is simply laboring. It is not possible. Just like to concentrate one's mind in the vacance. Klesha udhikataraste saṁ abhaktya sakta cheta saṁ. Klesha udhikataraste saṁ. Impersonal and void. If you want to engage your mind in the impersonality or voidness or variegatedness, it is simply very, very difficult. The best easy way of controlling the mind, because Krishna has said, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jo maam. This is the way. Anyone who is making plan, the plan making, kama sambhava means plan making. You see the whole world, the big politicians, in our government, central government, there is a planning commission. Perhaps everyone knows, you know it, planning commission. For the last 20 years, then making simply plans, and no plan has become successful. Every plan is unsuccessful, and the result is 8 rupees kilo rice. we are stable food. The plan has come successfully to bring rice 8 rupees per kilo. That is not possible. So long you are materially affected and making plan how to get out of it. The material nature is so strong that it will baffle all your plans. And therefore you have to remain perpetually restless. One plan you make and it is baffled by the material nature. Stringent laws of nature. And at last, making plan, one day the time comes and immediately orders, please vacate your presidency, your prime ministership. Although I am trying to make plans, successful plans, up to the point of death, pralayanta, asuric plan, up to the end of life. And then he entrusts. He says, my dear son, my dear daughter, I could not fulfill this plan, so you do it. Now I hand it over to you. And the son also going on making plan. It will never be fulfilled. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Durasayaje bahiratha manina. Durasaya. It is impossible. Therefore this sankalpa vikalpa, accepting some plan and rejecting again, this is going on perpetually. It is never fulfilled. Neither it will be fulfilled at any time. And for making this plan sankalpa vikalpa perpetually, I am giving up one kind of body, I am accepting another body, I am giving of the residence of one planet, I am going to the heavenly planet. Uddhanga chanti sattva stva, madhe tishthanti rajasa, jaganna guna vrittinta stva, adhoga chanti tamasa. Plan in the modes of goodness and passion, in ignorance. So different plans, different kinds of body, different residential quarters, different planets, different... We have got experience even in Bombay. If one body is living here in Bombay for 50 years, how many plans he has had made and how many apartments he has changed, and still the plan-making business is going on. Everyone has got this experience. It is not very difficult. So, as it is going on in this life, in this span of life, similarly, it is going on life after life, this plan-making business. So, the intelligent person, they should understand how to stop this unlimited plan-making business. Still, there is no solution. That is called athatha brahma jigyasa. That is life. Athatha brahma jigyasa. When one is inquisitive to know the broader plan, brahma plan. Brahma means the biggest. Brihatya, the biggest. The biggest plan. If anyone wants to understand, becomes inquisitive, then his life, real life begins. Athatha brahma jigyasa. So, where from brahma jigyasa? And brahma jigyasa, this is the ordinary jigyasa inquiry. What is the price of rice today, or what is the situation of strike, what is the situation of this, that you can ask from the newspaper or from anyone friend. But, so far, brahma jigyasa, inquiry of brahma, then where shall you inquire? Will you go to the exchange market or in the other market? No. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Sa guru meva abhigacchet. That is the injunction of the Vedas, that you must find out Guru. Samitpani Sutriyam Brahmanistham. Guru means Brahmanistham. Brahmanistham, that is the Guru's qualification. And Sutriyam, one who has heard from the disciplic succession. He is Guru, not anyone, magician, no. Guru as Krishna says, Krishna is the original Guru. He is Brahma's Guru. Then who can be better Guru than Krishna? Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaya. He instructed Brahma. Brahma instructed Narad. And Narad instructed Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva has given us so many literatures. This is called Parampara system. Vedam Vyas. Vyasadeva has given us four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. Then explained them in 108 Puranas. Then again he has summarized them in Vedanta Sutra. Then again he has explained the Vedanta Sutra by Srimada Bhagavatam. Brahma Sutra Bhasaya. Then in every chapter of Srimada Bhagavatam you'll find this statement by Vyasadeva. Brahma Sutra Bhashya is not that Shankar's Bhashya, Sharirak Bhashya. That is artificial. Here the Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Brahma Sutra is written by Vyasadeva. And because he knew that in future so many rascals will misinterpret this Brahma Sutra, therefore he compiled personally the Bhāṣya of Brahma Sutra, that is Śrīmadā Bhāgavata. Bhāṣyaṁ Brahma Sutra nāṁ Vedārtha paribhinhitam. The meaning of the Vedas is completely described, and it is the original comment on Brahma Sutra. Therefore you see Śrīmadā Bhāgavatam begins from the words of Brahma Sutra. Jīvasya tattva jijñāsa, as it is said in the Brahma Sutra, athāta brahma jijñāsa. The Bhagavad says, the jīvasya tattva jijñāsa, the living entity's only business is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Na jasteha karma bhi, no other business. Dharmārtha kāma mokha. So, dharma, generally people think that becoming religious, we shall be economically devout. Dharma, artha, we shall get artha. We shall be, that is, automatically it comes if you are actually following the religious principle, artha will come. There is no doubt. But we do not know what is dharma. That is the difficulty. That you have to learn from Krishna. Athāta brahma-jigyāsa, from the Guru. And what Guru says, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. This is dharma. Anything else, there is all cheating. Dharma prodhita koitavatra. Koitava. Koitava means cheating. And Siddhar Swami says, this mokha is also another cheating. Mokha is another, I shall make me void. I shall finish my existence, individual existence. I shall merge into the existence of the Absolute. This conception, mokha, mukti, is also commented by Siddhar Swami. This is another cheating. Another cheating. Because there cannot be moksha. You cannot become one with the Supreme. How it can be? As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, mamai vāṁsa jīva-bhūta jīva-loke-sanātana. Sanātana. You are part and parcel of the Supreme. How you can become one? So this kind of attempt is also cheating. You cannot become one. Because eternally, Sanatan, eternally you are different. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that myself, my dear Arjuna, yourself, and all the soldiers and kings who have assembled in this battlefield, they were the same individual in the past, and they are individual now, and they will continue to remain individual. So where there is oneness? In the past, present, future, the individuality is there. So it is a concoction to finish the individuality. It is called spiritual suicide. Just like if a man becomes disappointed and he cuts his own throat or hangs him somewhere or other, eats some poison to finish, does it mean that he is finished? Nahannate hannamane sarire. He is a rascal. He does not know by finishing this body he is finished. No, that is not possible. The result is because he violated the rules of nature, he becomes a ghost. That is his life. One who commits suicide, he becomes a ghost. Ghost means he does not get this material body. He remains in the subtle body, mind, intelligence. Therefore ghost can go because he is in the mind. Mind speed is very strong. If you have got this material body, you cannot go immediately 100 miles off. But if you are in the mental body, you can go immediately. 1,000 miles, immediately, within a second. So the ghost, they can play something wonderful because, but they are not happy. Because they have no gross body. They want to enjoy. He's materialist. He has committed suicide for some material want. So he's in want of material fulfilling material desire. He could not fulfill in this body, therefore commits suicide. But the desire is there. The desire is there. And he cannot fulfill it. He becomes perplexed. Therefore the ghosts create disturbance sometimes. So in this way, desires cannot be finished. That is not possible. Kama sambhava. It is not possible. Therefore the best thing is to fix up your mind in Krishna. In Krishna consciousness. Then you will be happy. Thank you very much.